Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, November 24th, 2013. Today he is talking about the imminence of our awakening. Each and every sentient being has an unbreakable connection to God. The excited anticipation as we wait enthusiastically for humanity's imminent awakening is intensifying, moment by moment. Yes, we can and do get excited here, especially when what we are looking forward to is of such enormous significance. Emotions in the spiritual realms are always happy, but their intensity varies with the importance of the occasion that arouses them. We encourage you to hold on to your enthusiasm and your excited anticipation as you too look forward to your inevitable and exhilarating moment of awakening. Excited enthusiasm is a powerful intent, and it intensifies your strength of purpose, so do not dismiss it. Embrace it. Your disappointment because it seems to you that there is no real sign that your awakening is imminent is quite understandable. But do not engage with it because it weakens your intent for it to come to pass. Your awakening is divinely assured, so when you go within, to your quiet inner space where you can connect more easily with those of us in the spiritual realms, be enthusiastic, light-hearted, and joyful, in the certain knowledge that your moment for awakening is close at hand. Awakening is your destiny and cannot be avoided because the illusion is unreal, a temporary and fanciful state, a reverie that cannot and will not last. The seeming reality of it has caused you much pain over the eons that you have apparently spent engrossed in it. But now you have collectively chosen to awaken, and that decision has brought about the initial crumbling and disintegration of that uncomfortable and disturbing unreality. And your news media is giving you confirmation of this, although it does not admit that this is what is happening. Believe the evidence of whistleblowers and reporters who are recognized for their investigatory abilities and their unassailable integrity, and know that all is proceeding precisely as divinely intended, because God's will is the only will. All others are, naturally, illusory. Being part of God, of your divine source, it is impossible for you to have a will, an intent, that is in opposition to His. Yes, the illusion, and your egoic intentions with it, would have you believe otherwise, would have you believe that your egoic intentions expressed through either your thoughts, words, or actions are indeed powerful influences on the world around you. And as you observe the political, religious, scientific, and philosophic theories, beliefs, and concepts with which your various forms of media constantly bombard you, it is difficult for you not to engage with and get caught up in the competitive discussions and arguments that constantly arise demanding your attention, and which suggest to you that if you do not take part in them, that you are failing in your duties as a human and as a citizen of planet Earth. And of course that is all egoic grandiosity, which inevitably leads to intense disagreement, judgment, and condemnation. War is always the result of egoic decisions in which your side or team is judged righteous, and the opposition is condemned as inhuman and offensive to God. Even atheists believe that God is on their side. They just refer to Him as reason, logic, self-evident validation, or scientific proof. Everyone believes in a higher authority which is most definitely on their side, and that is an enormous error. There are no sides to choose between because all are one, permanently embraced by and supported in the loving arms of God. You have a well-known saying, divide and conquer. But what is one cannot be divided or separated, let alone conquered. Slowly, over the last few centuries of the modern world, humanity has begun to realize this. But it is a grassroots realization, and those who would control and enslave you have been extremely reluctant to admit either that humanity at large has any intelligence that needs to be honored, or any rights that should be recognized. That reluctance is no longer viable or practicable. Humanity is one with the divine source from which you were all so lovingly created, and the extremes of the illusion, with its belief in forces of good and evil fighting interminably for God or the devil, are at last being recognized as fantasies of severely damaged or limited states of consciousness, minds that have been led astray by the enticing distractions of the illusion. In fact, the illusion has been a painful experience in learning the insanity of denying God and attempting to set yourselves up with the belief that you are the most intelligent beings in the universe, the most intelligent beings who have ever existed. And, until very recently, you believed that the one universe of which you had become aware was all that existed. Now your science has shown you that there are a multitude, an uncountable number of universes existing apart from your own. And of course they too are all illusory. But your scientists, military leaders and politicians would like to persuade you that because there are so many, in fact innumerable numbers of them, that your world is an even unsafer place than had previously been believed, and therefore your need to support them, the wise authority figures in positions of power, and believe in trust in their wisdom so that they can protect you, has become even greater. Egoic delusions of grandeur of a previously unimaginable magnitude. Each and every sentient being has an unbreakable connection to God, your source, without which you would not exist, because life, love, flows from source to its creations constantly, eternally maintaining life, gloriously and forever. You are not beholden to any being other than your source, God, the Divine Mother, the Divine Creative Field in which all that exists has its eternal existence. And you are at last becoming aware of this. You do not owe your life or your existence to anyone. God created you perfect for eternal and joyous existence within his loving embrace, but within the illusion, where confusion reigns supreme, there are many who would attempt to persuade you otherwise, and many of you have, over the eons, given away your power to those misguided and fearful ones. Yes, they are far more fearful than most, which is why they seek incessantly to control and enslave. Fear drives mistrust and betrayal into ever more confining and threatening environments, leading to ever more ferocious turf wars to protect what can never be protected from ceaseless and insane attacks. Love, love, love. Love is real. Anything else, there is nothing else, is of the illusion. So discard it and embrace your true nature, and share that nature widely, unconditionally, indiscriminately, and bring humanity to wakefulness in the infinitely and eternally loving presence of God, your Heavenly Father. Your loving brother, Jesus.